Hi guys, it's Josh here, just giving you a bit of an update on Locked On AFL. At this point, Kane and myself aren't going to be doing Locked On AFL for this season. There are a few reasons why that. Now, in terms of what we wanted to do last year, obviously it was a good time for us to do it because we were both at home. We primarily cover the NBA. So there was no NBA going on. We love the AFL and we wanted to provide something different. And I think we did. We put a lot of effort into it. And we appreciate everyone who listened to the podcast. But with the NBA in full swing at the moment, we had to work out where our priorities were in terms of work, really. And in terms of being able to make money. And yeah, unfortunately, the Locked On AFL was, I guess, a moderate success, but it didn't get to the level that we needed it to get to in terms of being able to pay for the time that were required for myself and for Kane to be able to put into the show. Now, we are still working on trying to get something happening with Locked On AFL, trying to get it in a more monetized fashion so that we can actually afford to put the podcast out, because I think it is something that is important. I think it's something that is missing, and whatever form that comes back in, we are still working at that. And still working to get more of a Locked On AFL network going, so we can have a Locked On Cats, a Locked On Bulldogs, a Locked On Bombers, a Locked On network where we provide individual team podcasts right across the league. We are still working on that, but in terms of the time commitment and the monetary return. Nothing, like we made nothing on that. So we need to prioritize where the work that we're doing in terms of being able to, you know, do it as a job, because this is our job doing media stuff. So we're not going to be able to commit that time to doing it this year unless we can figure out a way to be able to get the podcast out there, you know, have the audience, you know, really spike, and to be able to put it out there and get people invested and you're wanting to bring out that network. We are working on things behind the scenes. We have got people working on that to try and bring a fully fleshed out Locked On AFL network to you. I can't promise that it will ever happen or that it will happen this season. I don't know. But we are still working on trying to get that done and to try and bring you the AFL coverage that AFL fans deserve, as opposed to the other garbage that's out there that you all know that we all hang shit on throughout Locked On AFL last year. So from myself and from my co-host Kane Pittman, we apologize that Locked On AFL won't be returning at this point because of those reasons that I outlined, that the time and the outlay and, you know, the money. Look, we needed to be able to get paid for that rather than doing that work, you know, for free. And we are still working to bring that to you guys over the coming, hopefully this season, or us over the coming years. We just want to get something done to provide that to you guys, which we think you deserve. So apologies for that. Should have brought you this little explainer a bit earlier, but here it is now. Keep an eye out on my Twitter account, redrock_bball. Kane's at Kane Pittman, Pittman with one T. If we have any announcements about this, there's the Locked On AFL Twitter account. If we get things up and running again and we get these things going in a more productive fashion for us, we'll let you know, and it'll come out on this feed as well. But that's just an update on it now. Appreciate everyone that has tweeted at us, hey, where's Locked On AFL? We really miss Locked On AFL. We know that we were filling a hole in the market. It's just that not enough people found that hole that we filled, and they didn't see that, and we weren't able to turn that into something at this point that we're able to work through to get to make it worthwhile as a job for us. So we're still working at it. We're still trying to get stuff done, but we won't have Locked On AFL in the interim. So thank you to everybody. Enjoy the AFL season and go Bulldogs.